In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel for today, there is a passage that can be misunderstood. And for this reason, it is good for us to take a look at it. Someone said it to our Lord, "Behold, thy mother and thy brethren are standing outside seeking thee." But our Lord said, "Who is my mother and who are my brethren?" And stretching forth his hands towards his disciples, he said, "Behold my mother and my brethren. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, this one is my brother and sister and mother." Our Lord Jesus Christ was a priest, the high priest of our faith, as St. Paul calls him. And as a priest, our Lord had to leave everything behind in order to occupy himself completely with the things of his Father. He had to leave his family, his house, his town, everything. In the book of Genesis, it is written that a man shall leave his parents in order to unite himself with his spouse. And Christ our Lord left his mother in order to unite himself with his spouse, with his bride, the church. In order to have his own family, a family which is spiritual. His relatives would be not those with whom he shared the same blood, but with whom he shared the same spirit. Those who believed in him and wished to accomplish the will of God, these would be from the family of Christ, by faith and charity. In this way, we can understand a little better the words of Christ when he says, "Who is my mother? And who are my brethren? Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, this one is my brother and sister and mother." The words of the Lord, far from casting a shadow over his mother, confirm their profound union. Because who more than her believed in the Lord and wanted to accomplish his will? Who more than her can be said to be the faithful handmaid of the Lord? More than giving birth to Christ, more than giving birth to Christ, the Virgin Mary was always united with our Lord by faith and charity. She always believed that her son was the Savior. Even at the foot of the cross, she never doubted. And she always intended to do the will of God, even if it meant for her to see the death of her son. In this way, the words of the gospel confirm the closeness of Jesus and Mary, not only in the flesh, but above all, in the spirit. So let us not be deceived. Our Lord always honored his mother. But the words of the gospel today want to teach us that Mary was more blessed in receiving the faith of Christ than in conceiving the flesh of Christ. As Saint Augustine says, her closeness as a mother would have been of no profit to Mary had she not borne Christ in her heart after a more blessed manner than in her flesh. So we see that our Lord always honored his mother. And if he says that his family are those who accomplish the will of God, so we know for sure that in the first place we have our Blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.